tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello and Merry Christmas from Sector 1. I'm Ilfred Stocking of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus has been grounded on Campbell Island for going on 2 hours now, and the world wonders when his flight will resume. Sector 1, where Santa should be delivering soon, is buzzing with tracker activity. We have reports from all over that many here have gone to bed as the clock inches forward towards 10 p.m. in some places. Joining us now from Campbell Island with an update is Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, can you see Santa? And what is he doing?
Yeah, I can see Santa, and he's singing songs to my reindeer, Red, like he's got no concerns in the world. His singing is so soft, I think they may take a nap or something.
Crash, do you think that Santa's aware of the time?
Oh, he knows what time it is. We're both seeing the constant stream of tracker elf updates coming over the system, and he knows the weather here like the back of his hand, and he knows all the bedtime warnings that have gone out. Santa is more than aware.
So why, then, isn't he delivering yet, Crash?
Well, somewhere there's a 10-year-old kid out there who thinks he's smarter than Santa. He's sitting there in the dark, probably has some binoculars or something under his blanket. He thinks he's going to see Santa if he can just stay awake. So he's fighting it, Red. I can feel it.
Do you know his name, Crash?
Oh, I'm not talking about anyone in particular. There's probably a million kids out there like that right now. I mean, this is only in a metaphoric sense, Red, but I'll tell you, that's the kid that's keeping Santa grounded right now. Santa's not going anywhere until that one kid gives it up.
Wow. The science of Santa. The psychology of belief. The agony of anticipation. It's all alive and well on the Christmas Eve. And yet the world awaits for a 10-year-old. A stubborn, excited, frustrated believer with over-sugared dreams of Christmas glory. Thanks, Crash, for that illuminating report. And for the love of all that is merry, we pray that you and Santa get off the island very soon. From New Zealand, for North Pole Radio News, I'm Ilfred Stocking, and I'm reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.